Hi, good morning. Today's daf in Temura is daf Yud Aleph. Once again, thank you, Stuart, for taking care of the daf for me while I vacation in Hollywood. I know that sounds great on of itself, that sounds great, but then I make sure that everyone knows it's Hollywood, Florida, not Hollywood, California, and then all of a sudden it takes a whole new turn in terms of what that means. But no, it was still nice. We are at the Mishnah on daf Yud Amud Aleph. We're a little bit behind. And the Mishnah starts off like this: Emamirin lo evarin beubrin, velo ubrin beevarin. So the pasuk is very clear. The Torah says when affecting tamura, so we're going from behema to behema, from animal to animal, but you cannot go from parts of animal to parts of animal. And so, for illustration, the Mishnah uses. I'll give you some examples of parts of animal. So, for example, says the Mishnah, how about the limb of an animal? No good. Meaning it's not an animal. How about the fetus of an animal? Again, just a part of an animal. Now, fetus is very interesting. We'll spend most of our day today talking about the fetus and the status of a fetus. A couple things to say in general about a fetus, and then we're going to go through the Mishnah and go through today's discussion. There is a very basic machlokas that takes place throughout Shas, and here's one of those places where we're going to see it, as to what is the status of a fetus. We're not talking about whether it's life or whether it's not life. Almost like a non-issue in the Gemara, meaning the Gemara just never discusses what it is in terms of a life or not a life. I know it's very politically current to have that discussion, but that's not really the discussion of the Gemara. The discussion of the Gemara is just simply, is it part of the mother or is it an independent entity from the mother? Ubar yerech imo or ubar lav yerech imo? That's essentially how the Gemara phrases its discussion about a fetus, meaning it's certainly something, goes without saying. It's just a question of whether it's dependent or an independent limb of the mother. So if it's a dependent limb of the mother, you know what it is? It's an arm. It's a leg. It's just simply another extension. The only difference is an arm and a leg is exterior, and the fetus happens to be interior, but still, it's just another limb of the mother. That's one way to look at it. Or the other way to look at it is uber lav yerechimo, meaning no, it's independent, even though inside, even though the mother obviously is hosting it, but nevertheless, it's an independent entity. That's really the two sides of the fetus.
Haven't we established that already? That's going to be a limb and not independent for prior.
No, you'll see.
Discussions.
You will see. Today's discussion will really revolve around that. So, so the Mishnah says, by way of example, the Mishnah is not really going to take much of a side on this issue. Although later on, the Gemara is going to try to get the Mishnah involved in this discussion. But the Mishnah says, look, if you want to affect Temura, it has to be from a whole animal to a whole animal. That's what the Torah says. Behema, behema. So, ein mamir lo evarim me'ubrin, v'lo uvrim me'evarim. So you want to affect Temura, and you want it to transfer from a fetus to a limb, from a limb to a fetus, so the Mishnah says it doesn't work. V'lo uvrim me'evarim b'shleimim. Or, what if I want to go from a limb or a fetus to a shalom? That's also not going to work. Velo shleim and bahem, and neither the other way around as well.
What about fetus to fetus?
Again, let's say no. According to the Tanakhama, no. The only thing that will work is from animal to animal. Good. That is the Tanakhama. Rav Yossi Amar, mamirin evarim b'shleimim. You can affect a from an aver to a shlamim. Other way around. Meaning, you're going to go from a shlamim to a aver. So you have an animal which already has kedusha, and what you're going to now say is, I'd like to transfer the kedusha from the animal to the limb. So according to Rav Yossi, that will work. Now, let me just finish reading the Mishnah, and we'll explain. So velo shlamim behem. But it's not going to work the other way around. Rav Yossi Amar Meimir Nevarim B'Shleimim. Why is it in fact going to work? Avalo Shleimim Behem. Amar Rav Yossi V'Halo. Sorry, I just reread that. V'Halo B'Mugdashim Homer Raglo Shalzu Ola Kula Ola. So Rav Yossi starts off like this. Look, I point to a leg of an animal, and I say I'd like that leg of the animal to be an Ola. Now that's not normal. Meaning normally, what you're supposed to do is point to the whole animal and say I'd like the whole animal to be a carbon Ola. Okay, but this person points to the leg of an animal. He says, I want this leg of the animal to be an ola. So what happens? Kula Ola, the entire animal becomes an Ola. Now this is subject to a debate, meaning this is Rav Yossi's opinion. We'll see later on today that others disagree with Rav Yossi, but let's right now just assume, like Rav Yossi, that it spreads, the Kedusha spreads. Now why does the Kedusha spread? It's very simple. Because an Ola is Kedusha Zaguf. We've talked about this time and again, that a when I take an animal and I sanctify an animal, and the animal is a non-blemished animal, it's invested not with value Kedusha, but with Kedusha Zaguf, with sanctity, with intrinsic sanctity. So when I say that the leg is Kadosh, so essentially the Kedusha takes hold of the leg. But because the leg is connected to the rest of the body, the Kedusha spreads throughout the rest of the body.
How is this different from the Machloket? In terms of Nedarim, and you make your nether that's like sort of ridiculous. That Rabbi Meir said that it's still, you still apply it, but you know, the Chamsa.
Well, this is not ridiculous, meaning you are being Machdish the leg. It's abnormal, but you are doing it. You're investing the leg with Kedusha. The only question now is, now that the leg has Kedusha, now what? So Rav Yossi is of the opinion it spreads. We'll see later on. Other Tanaim are of the opinion, no, it just stays on the leg. Now, what are you going to do with an animal that has a kadosh leg? Okay, later point in time. But right now, we're just looking at Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says the Kedusha spreads. So now Rav Yossi says, so once we've established that fact, and now I want to affect Tamur from an animal that has Kedusha to a leg, it's going to work. Why? Because you know what the result is going to be. When the Kedusha transfers from the animal to the leg, now the Kedusha is going to spread and make the entire animal Kadosh. And so therefore you haven't violated, I mean, you violate the Isser of Temura. You know this, in the entire Masechta, like there should be like this overarching disclaimer, right? Don't do this. But you didn't, in other words, in the world of Temura, you have satisfied the obligation of Behema to Behema. Because the original animal in its entirety was Kadosh, and now I'm transferring it over to a leg, but because the Kedusha is going to spread, so therefore I've gone now from Behema to Behema. So, Av Kishiyama Ragla Zu Tacha Zu Tekula Tamur Tachta. So, Tamur is going to work in such a scenario. Good. So, we have now in our Mishnah, basically an overarching machlokas between, we have an agreement, it seems, between the Tanakam and Rav Yossi about fetuses, meaning by fetuses, we kind of all agree Tamur is not going to work by a fetus. When it comes to a limb, so the Tanakam and Rav Yossi disagree. Not totally, but in the scenario where I try to affect Tamura from an animal that has Kedusha to the leg of another animal.
Why doesn't Rav Yossi that Uber ever emo?
Okay, well, right. Again, most of our talk today will be about fetuses, but right now let's just go over the Mishnah, where the Tanakam is basically of the opinion that no. That you cannot transfer Kedusha from one limb to another, from an animal to a limb, from a limb to an animal. Doesn't work. In other words, it has to be from an entire animal to an entire animal. That is the opinion of the Tanakama. Where Rav Yossi is arguing, and Rav Yossi is saying, well, that's not true, because once you invest a limb with Kedusha, so it spreads throughout the rest of the body. So if I have an animal that is carbon, and I affect Tamura from that animal to a limb, and because the Kedusha spreads throughout the entire body, so that animal will be invested with Kedusha as well. Good. That is the machlokis in our Mishnah between the Tanakam and Rav Yossi. All right. Now, Itmar. We're gonna change gears for the rest of today's daf. We will come back a little bit later to our Mishnah, but right now we're gonna be fetus heavy for the remainder of today. Itmar bar pada amar en kedusha chala al ubrin. Rav Yochanan amar kedusha chala al ubrin. Okay, so we have a basic machlokas now between the Amoraim, between bar pada and Rav Yochanan. How do we look at somebody who's makdish a fetus? So an animal's pregnant, and the animal now has a fetus inside of it, and I try to invest kedusha onto the fetus. So Bar Pada's of the position, doesn't work. Doesn't take. Okay. And Rav Yochanan says it works and it'll take. And the animal will now have Kedusha. Now, vis-a-vis what? So take a look at that first Rashi in the Gemara. In Kedusha Chala Ubim. Rashi over here is explaining Bar Pada, but of course through this Rashi we're going to get both Bar Pada and Rav Yochanan. Because whatever Bar Pada says you can't do, Rav Yochanan obviously says you can do. So Rashi writes, "Im hikdash uber b'mei behema, eino kadosh likarif." Okay, so according to Bar Pada, it will not work. So number one, I have an animal that's pregnant. And I point to the fetus and I say, and obviously I cannot see the fetus, but I know it's there. Okay? You know, these people know these things. So the so I point to the fetus and I say, this fetus is invested with Kedusha. So according to Barpada, it does not have Kedusha. The imakriv, Rashi goes on to say, the imakriv le kishanola velo akdashim ishanolad maisichun la'azara. Just to make sure you know how strongly Barpada feels. Let's say the animal is now born. And now you offer it as a carbon, you were just offering chulin ba'azara. Right? Chulin ba'azara, a prohibition, perhaps a Torah prohibition. V'im hifrish chatas mu'uberes lo havi kishtei chatas achrayas. And then Rashi gives another dugma, another example of how strongly Barpada feels this way. Let's say mom is already a carbon. Right? So Rashi over here uses the example of a chatas. The reason why Rashi uses that example is because the Gemara will use that example in just a moment. So, and I point to the fetus of a carbon chatas, meaning, so this carbon chatas now is pregnant. And I point to the fetus of this carbon chatas, and I say, I'd like the fetus to be kadosh. Okay, now.
At this very category, those are one of those five categories.
Perfect. Okay, all good. All perfect, all good. And now, just hear me out. And now I point to the fetus of the mother, and I say this is going to be invested with Kedusha as well. And now, you know, we've discussed this in the past a number of times. If I, let's say, I'm obligated to bring a carbon chatas, and I bring two animals along, and the second animal I'm bringing, why? La'achrayus, right? Guarantee, right? Remember, I'm that nervous personality. I happen not to be, but, you know, that nervous personality who just needs to be sure. I have to bring a carbon chatas and one animal, and so many things could go wrong. I'll bring a second animal just in case. This is what's called la'achrayus. And if I bring a second animal la'achrayus, it is not consigned to die. It is not considered chatas nischapu ba'ala ba'acheres. Okay, we'll talk about that later on. In the meantime, however, I turn, I say, look, this chatas happens to be pregnant. So I'm pointing to the fetus now, and I'm saying, I'd like to invest this with kedushas chatas, so that now I can either be mechaper with either the mother or the fetus. And here again, Rashi says, according to Barpada, it will not work. It's not considered, Rashi writes, lo havikishtei chatas achrayas, de uber mikoach imehu dekadosh, velo mikoach atzmo. And now, Michael, Rashi makes your point. Meaning, yes, the fetus is going to have kedusha, but only as a byproduct of the mother, not independently. V'havikiv lad chatas, ulemisa azil. And it's a vlad chatas, it's a fetus of a chatas, and therefore it's going to have to be put to death. Ben, just like you said. In other words, it's certainly going to be a Vlad carbon, but it's not going to be considered independent because I cannot invest it with Kedusha. Again, all this is according to Barpada. Now, without going ahead in the Gemara, but just now flipping everything for Rav Yochanan obviously disagrees on both of these points. Meaning Rav Yochanan will tell you, that if I have an animal that's not a carbon, just a regular animal, and I point to the fetus of the animal's pregnant, and I say, I'd like this fetus to be a carbon, boom, it's invested as with Kedusha. Kedusha is a goof, so that when it's born into this world, it's now a carbon. It's born as a carbon. Or, two, if I have a chatas, and the chatas is pregnant, and I point to the fetus, according to Rav Yochanan, when I say that this fetus now has Kedusha, it does not have Kedusha as a dependent of the mother. It has Kedusha now as an independent animal. It's like Shtei Chatas Achrayas. Good. That is now how we're laying out the machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Barpada. Notice how I say now.
How does Rav Yochanan do the special halakha when the offspring of the chatas they're supposed to...
He'll tell you that that's true, meaning when you didn't invest with any type of special Kedusha. So in other words, now
but he's saying that you should bring it up as a carbon, but he can't.
He's saying you can bring it as a carbon.
But you cannot.
Well, no. In other words, there's a halacha l'moshe Messina that Vlad Chatas needs to die.
Right.
Rav Yochanan will tell you that's if you did nothing. That's if you did nothing. But if you invest it with Kedusha, Kedusha's Chatas, it will be invested with its independent Kedusha. Okay. Now, the Azra Rav Yochanan Tame. Now, the Gemara says, back to the Gemara, Rav Yochanan is consistent. Amar Rav Yochanan hitishchatas mu'uberes v'yalda ratza b'miskaper ratza b'vlad miskaper. And Rav Yochanan says, look, here's what I feel. Meaning, Rav Yochanan says as a statement that if a person points to a vlad, points to a fetus, right? I'm sorry, not a vlad. It points to an Uber and says, I'd like to invest this with Kedusha, and it was the fetus of a Karbat Chatas. So now the mother and its fetus now have Kedusha's Chatas. And now once the fetus is born, so now Ratsa, I have a choice. I can be Mischaper either with the mother or the fetus. What happened? The fetus was invested with independent Kedusha. Utsricha, and the Gemara says, they're both necessary, meaning what bothers the Gemara right now is just simply Rav Yochanan seems to be repeating himself, meaning he says it first as a foil for Bar Pada, and he says it as an independent statement, and why did he need to say both? Utsricha di yashmin abachka maitha hasam hu dakta shalu ubra gufe avahacha dakta shalu ima habachal ima lo kadosh. Because, look, if all I had was Rav Yochanan's first statement, so there it has Kedusha. But here, in the case of Chatas, it's already the product of a Chatas. So, Habichlal Ime Lo Kadosh. So, in other words, since already it's a byproduct of the Chatas, I might have thought, you can't do that now. You can't invest it with its own independent Kedusha. V'iyash min abas reisa hasam hu daktish v'chol di isbei avahacha daktish alei kevin deleisa avrai lo kadosh. So the Gemara says, well, and in the case of Chatas, I might have thought that would have been different. Because there, at least mama's already kadosh. So all I'm doing, I'm not creating Kedusha. I'm just molding the Kedusha a little bit. All I'm doing is just saying that the fetus now, instead of being a byproduct of the mother, will have its own independent Kedusha. But in the case where the animal, the mother, is not kadosh, the mother is just chulin, and now all I did was just, I'm trying to invest the fetus with Kedusha as an independent entity when it's not even outside the world yet, I might have thought that wouldn't work. So that's what the Tzri Chusa Isa Gemara says. That's why I need Rav Yochanan to tell me in both cases. Lishna Achrina. Now, again, here we do this, where the Gemara now is going to go over this Tzri Chusa in a slightly different version, but the point is basically going to be the same. My Kamash Malan Ishayu Meshuyar V'Uber Lav Yerich Imohu. Here's where the Gemara says it outright. Meaning, this is now the second version of the Gemara's explanation of Rav Yochanan. Number one, the Gemara says, Im Shairo Mishuyar, meaning it's an exclusion. The fetus can be excluded from the mother, and Ubar Lav Yerech Imahu, and the fetus is considered an independent entity. Perfect. So in other words, Vitarti Lamali, why do I need both? Sri Chadid, Mar Baha Mishum Di Ime Chazi Lugufe, Migo Danachta Kedushala, Nachta Nami Lavlad. In the case of the Chatas, Mam is a Chatas, so the fetus already is embedded with Kedusha, and so therefore, fine, I'll invest the fetus with more Kedusha, independent Kedusha, but it already started off, it was already, the tracks were laid for it to be Kadosh. Aval idach lo, but in the first case where mom does not have any Kedusha, and I'm just trying to invest the fetus with the Kedusha, maybe that wouldn't work. So, kamash malan, hada, v'i it marbaha, mishum deka mafish Kedusha, al havlad, aval hi lo tzricha. And in the first case, all I'm trying to do is invest the fetus with Kedusha, but here, the fetus of a chatas already has Kedusha, so maybe I cannot transform that Kedusha. Tzricha, so the Gemara says, therefore, they're both necessary. Okay, good. All right, so where are we at right now? We have a basic machlokas between Bar Parda and Rav Yochanan, and the machlokas revolves around the whether or not a fetus can be invested with Kedusha. Essentially, the machlokas revolves around, is a fetus an independent entity from the mother? And Rav Yochanan's answer is, yes, it is. And it seems that Bar Pada argues on that very point, and he says, no, it's not. Yosef, Rebbe Zera, v'kama la'ashmaita, eitzvei Rav Yirmila, Rebbe Zera. Ketzad, ma'arimim al ha-bechor. Is there a way to do ha-rama? Meaning, basically, knowing that you're going to have a firstborn, that the firstborn not have Kedushas Bechor, is there a way to avoid that? So we already know the answer, of course, is yes. Meaning we've already went through strategies together in terms of how to avoid the animal having a Bechor. Number one, we talked about having a partnership with a non-Jew, right? So apparently we're going to talk over here about doing it in another way, in another fashion. So, ha-mevakeres shahaisa mu'uberes. So, you have a mevakeres, meaning mom over here, this is her first time that she's pregnant. So, the first one coming out, so stands to be a bechor. Omer, Ma shebe me'er shozu olam. Whatever's inside the mother right now is an olam. All right, it's not a phenomenal strategy because what's going to come out now is a carbon. And if the whole, if your purpose was to keep the animal, well, you didn't do such a good job of that.
How could you? But the thing is, if it's going to be a bechor, how could you change its status?
Because the kedusha's bechor does not effectuate until it emerges, meaning the kedusha of bechor is not in utero. It is only as it emerges. It is peterechem. As it breaks through the mother's womb, then and only then does it get invested with Kedusha's Bechor. So the Ola Kedusha, it's not a question of trumping, it's just a question of preempting.
You know, that's a Bechor already.
Huh?
You know, that's going to be a Bechor. It's going to be a Bechor.
It's going to be a Bechor.
You don't know. How do you know?
Well, first of all, if it's a female, it's not going to be a Bechor. Right. But if it's a male, so fine. So what you're doing is you're preempting. So Omer Mashbe Meashol Zuola. So Yalda Zacha Hareza Ola. So and if what it comes out now is male, congratulations now. So you've circumvented. Now again, circumvented is not really the right word over here because you didn't like circumvent in the sense that now the Kohen's not getting it and you are getting it. That's not true.
If you have pre-existing
nether,
then you're in great shape.
Yeah, correct. Meaning, right. It could, there are right, Stuart creatively figured out a way to how this can help you. But the point simply is that if you want to circumvent Bechor on your own, there's a way to do
but
so.
Aren't you losing an opportunity to mitzvah asay here?
Yeah, okay. Correct. What, very often with these cases, I don't fully understand motivation. Here, I don't understand what the person's motivation would be. Stuart suggested maybe he made a neder, which he has to satisfy, and that's maybe a reason why he would do that. Okay.
If it comes a female, is it not obligated to have
a Yeah, so if it's not? A female, that's interesting. Okay, let's...
That's
another issue. Alma, but the point is as follows, meaning if we can just somehow, not stay so focused on the case, and look at what we just learned. What did we just learn? That I invested Kedusha on a fetus, right? This is simple. Meaning it doesn't get Kedusha's Bechor until it emerges. So now what I did is I pointed to the fetus and I said, the fetus is going to have Kedusha's Carbonola, and lo and behold, it does. And so, perfect. And Rav Yochanan's looking at that and saying, look at that case study. Aren't I right? Meaning, isn't it invested with Kedusha? I'm a Karosh Ubar. It has Kedusha. So this is what Rav Yochanan says in his defense, and now, in his offense, and now Bar Pad is put on the defense. So, Amar Lei, Kimas Nahi B'Kedusha's Damim. So Bar Pada says to Rav Yochanan, no. I'm not disagreeing with what the Braisa just taught us. But here's the part that you missed. When it said that the baby's going to be an Ola, you thought it meant it was going to be a Carbonola. Incorrect. This is what Bar Pada is saying in his defense. It's not going to be a Carbonola. It means that it will have value Kedusha, Kedusha's Damim, and not only value Kedusha, but value Kedusha that's earmarked. Okay, we're going to see a lot of this over the course of Temura, over the course of Me'ila, right? What is that? In other words, Kedusha's Damim that's earmarked. It means that I'm investing it not with Kedusha's Aguf, not with intrinsic value, but only Kedusha's Damim, but I'm earmarking what's to be done with that value. Specifically, I'm going to take the value and buy a carbon ola with that money. That, Bar Pad is saying, what will become of that fetus? That fetus is not invested with Kedusha Saguf. You can't invest it with Kedusha Saguf because it's in utero. And in utero, it does not receive Kedusha Saguf. But it has value. Look, fetuses have value. That's something that, you read a Chumash and you realize fetuses have value, right? Last week's Parsha, 2 weeks ago already. Okay, it goes too fast. But 2 weeks ago, we had a fight between two men, and they hit a woman, and the woman aborts as a result of the hit, and then you have to pay for the value. So fetuses have a value. So when the Bryce is saying that fetus has value, it kedusha means kedusha's damim.
What is your obligation if the baby dies at birth? What do you do?
What do you mean in this case?
In other words, you were marked as the
fetus, right?
And the mother delivered, the child died. So
I guess it depends on whether you said zeh or a lie.
Hmm?
Right. It would depend on whether you said zeh or a lie. How you phrased your investment of kedusha. Was it this or was it going to be on me? So and now think about this, because essentially what we're saying now is that according to Bar Pada, you invested it with kedusha, not kedusha zeguf, because you can't, but kedusha's damim, and now that kedusha's damim will obviate the kedusha's bechor. The Gemara says, does that work? Does that happen? That's the Gemara's next question. Mi alima kedushas damin dekamafka leimena bechora. How does that work? So Amar le'in. So Bar Pada says, yeah, it works. Meaning, even though the fetus is only invested with kedushas damim, that's enough to remove kedushas bechor. That's none. The Gemara says, I'll show you. It's a Mishnah in bechora. Staf yudalit again.
But why does have to remove it? Because you are just paying for the value. It can be ostel be bechor.
No, what the Gemara is suggesting is that once the fetus has kedusha, and even though it's only kedusha's damim, but once the fetus has kedusha, that's it. The kedusha's bechor.
Yeah, I assign some animal for Ola, and I say, in addition to that, I want to do damim for it.
Well, watch. Let's see the mission together. Kol kadashim shekadamum kavu lahekdeisham v'niftu. If I have all kachim where the mum kavua, where the fixed blemish comes before kol kadosh and shekan mum kavu lehekdei sham, where it was blemished prior to your makdashit, which essentially means that when I was makdashit, it only has dam and value, v'niftu, and I redeem it, chayavim bebechor, matanos. So it's obligated in bechor, and it's obligated in matanos. Now, if you notice, time of delacha sheniftu, that's only after you redeemed it. Avakonim sheniftu, Peturin. But before you redeemed it, and all it has is Kedusha's damim, done. Meaning, it will not. If it has a baby, that baby will not have Kedusha's bechor ama. The alima Kedusha's damim, the mafkalei mebechorah. So you see that Kedusha's damim is enough to extract, to remove Kedusha's bechor. Okay, good. So now we have an attack by Rav Yochanan, but a successful defense by Bar Pada. Bar Pada will tell you that, yes, you can invest the fetus with Kedusha, not Kedusha Saguf, because it's not outside yet, but Kedusha's Damim, yes. And Kedusha's Damim will be enough to be Mafkia to uproot the Kedusha's Bechor. Ezve. The Gemara quotes the Tosefta. Ha'omimash be'meah shozu ola, muteres begizav asur ba'avod, mishim kachush u'bar shabam. So if I point to an animal and I say, that which is inside this animal is a carbon ola, so you're allowed to shear the mother, of course, because you're not shearing the baby, you're just shearing the mother, but you can't work the mother, because by working the mother, you will be diminishing the fetus inside, and that fetus inside is a carbon. Okay. And now, again, for if you're Rav Yochanan, you're loving it. Because essentially, what does Rav Yochanan say? That you can invest a fetus inside the mother with Kedusha Saguf. So when you read this Tosefta, you're saying to yourself, perfect. Right? Exactly. That's what I'm telling you. That the fetus inside is invested with Kedusha Saguf. And Uber is Lavi Arachimo. It's not part of its mother. And so therefore, and you can you have that ability to already invest it with Kedusha Saguf. Now, according to Bar Pada, how do you read this Tosefta? It's a Tosefta. You can't just ignore it. How do you read it? So, and again, Bar Pada will say, just like he said in the first case, we're talking about where the fetus is invested with only Kedushas Damim, value Kedusha. So the Gemara says, Umi Alima Kedushas Damim Da Asir Lei Ba'avoda. So the Gemara says, yeah, but is that enough? Meaning, so how does the Tosefta read out? I'm investing the fetus with Kedusha. According to Bar Pada, that's only Kedusha's Damim. Now, shearing the mother, that's fine. But you're not allowed to work the mother? Why not? The fetus inside does not have intrinsic Kedusha. It only has valid Kedusha. So I'm really in. So he says, so again, Bar Pada's defense would say, that's enough. That's enough to say you can't work the mother. Because again, we go back to that same Mishnah in Bechoros, where that Mishnah in Bechoros talks about a blemished animal, where you are makdish that animal, which means that it has kedushas damim. And what does that Mishnah go on to describe? That after you redeem the animal, so then you could shear the animal, and you could work the animal, and notice it says only after you redeem the animal. Tamim mishim deniftu, hakor mishim niftu, asurim ba'avoda, ama kedushas damim, asurim le ba'avoda. So it's clear from that Mishnah that prior to you being makdish that animal, prior to you being poda that animal, so you cannot work the animal. And presumably the reason would be because the fetus inside only has Kedushas Damim, but still, that's value. You don't want to diminish value of the Beis HaMikdash, meaning right now you are entrusted with the fetus. The fetus is not intrinsically holy, but value holy, but still, that's value. And so if you work the animal and you're diminishing the value, you're diminishing value of the Beis HaMikdash, and so therefore that's why you cannot work it. Eisvei. Once again, we're going to try to prove Rav Yochanan or Bar Pada, and why does this discussion come up over here in Tamur and Daf Yud? Because of our Mishnah.
We haven't been able to.
So far we proved nothing. We'll just wait. Well, we're going to get, here you'll be a little bit happier. Here we'll make some headway on this debate, just take a little bit longer. So what does our Mishnah say? That if I want to transfer Tamura Kedusha from an Uber to a Aver, from an Aver to an Uber, from a limb to a fetus, from a fetus to a limb, so the Mishnah says you can't do that. But in every Mishnah, there's a default assumption, obviously. Look what our Mishnah is talking about. Tamura. Tamura means exchanging Kedusha from this to this and from that to this. If we're talking about exchanging Kedusha, we're already having an underlying assumption that it has Kedusha. It's only a question of whether or not you can transfer. So when you read the Mishnah, you realize that the whole platform of the Mishnah is based on the idea that the fetus has Kedusha. The only thing the Mishnah is saying is that I can't affect Tamura, but the fetus has Kedusha. So, Imurahu Delomemar, HaMikdash Kadshe. But it has Kedusha. So once again, Rav Yochanan is sitting very firmly in his position. Right. The fetus has Kedusha. I agree. That's what I've been saying all along. So Amalei Bevla Dekashim Hudekaji Vekaimei. So the Gemara in defense of Bar Pada says, well, you know, maybe the Mishnah is talking about where mom was a carbon. And mom was a carbon, so the fetus is going to be a carbon. So the Gemara says, okay, Vlad Kachim, that's going to be a debate. We're going to see this debate later on in the Masechta. Not much later on. Actually, pretty shortly. That's going to be a debate later on whether or not the fetus, you can affect Tamura through the fetus of a carbon. So the Gemara says, so, Hatanya, or Hatanan, we learned in the Mishnah, we will learn in the Mishnah, and Avlados at Tamura, that a fetus cannot affect Tamura. So if you want to tell me that our Mishnah here is talking about Vlad Tamura, Vlad Kachim, yeah, but later on we will see that there's an opinion that says you can't affect Tamura with Vlad Kachim. Hamani Rav Yehuda Yidamar Havlados at Tamura. So the Gemara says, okay, but our Mishnah is going like Rav Yehuda. Again, we haven't learned this Mishnah yet, but still, Rav Yehuda holds that a fetus can, with a fetus, the baby of a carbon, Vlad Kachim, can affect Tamura. E Rav Yehuda Tamura de lo avde hamikdash kache. So Hamar Rav Yehuda Ivarim lo kache. We also happen to know that if you want to assign our mission to Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda holds that Ivarim are not kadosh. Yeah, you're right. Rav Yehuda holds that limbs are not kadosh. But significant limbs, when we say significant limbs, we mean limbs shanashama tluya bo, that without that limb, the animal would die. So that, if I invest that with Kedusha, the entire animal becomes kadosh. Okay. Eitzvei. The Gemara challenges again. Mishnah Braisa goes like this. Magdishin evarim ve'uvrin avalo memirin. That you could be makdish a limb, you could be makdish a fetus, but you can't affect Tamura. So hachanami b'vlad de kachim. So again, for Rav Yochanan, perfect. If you're Bar Pada, what are you going to do with that? Again, the Gemara says we're talking about vlad kachim. E b'vlad de kachim, my makdishim, hakdishi v'kaime. So the Gemara says we're talking about vlad kachim. So what are you doing? It's already kadosh. Hachikamar makdishin evarin umeimirin Bahem. So the Gemara says, this is the pshat, that you could be makdish a limb, and you can affect Tamura with it. Avala meimirin evarin bahem. Ve'urban shekashu b'me'iman ein meimirin bahem. Bevlade kachin b'me'imam. I'm sorry, period. Okay? So again, in defense of Bar Pada, the Gemara says that the Bryce is talking about being Makdish in Avar and then affecting Tamura through the Avar, through the limb. So the Gemara says, and again, we're going to go through that same sequence. What do you mean? That the fetus inside, you can't affect Tamura, but once it comes outside, you can. Hatanam, but we have a mission later on, in a Vlad Osos and Tamura, that I cannot affect Tamura with Vlad, with the child, with the offspring of the carbon. Amani Rav Yehuda he. So the Gemara says, again, it's going like Rav Yehuda. E Rav Yehuda, Ivar Mikache. So the Gemara says, yeah, but Rav Yehuda doesn't hold that limbs become Kadosh. Hala Rav Yehuda, Leisle, Haomer, Raglash, Ozu, Ola, Kula, Ola. Rav Yehuda doesn't subscribe to that rule. So Amalei Hachab Amayiskin B'Devar Ha'Oseh Oseh Treifa. And again, the Gemara says same story. We're talking about not just any limb, but a significant limb, a limb where if the animal were missing that limb, the animal is a treifa, or like we said about 10 lines ago, a limb Shanashama Tuluya Bo. Okay, good. All right. Right now we covered a lot of Mishnayos, we covered a lot of Brysos, but in terms of headway, we have not made any. Meaning we are still now at a machlokus between Bar Pada and Rabbi Yochanan. Bar Pada says that a fetus is not invested with intrinsic kedusha, and I cannot point to the fetus of an animal and say that this fetus is going to be kadosh. It simply will not take. It is not a independent entity of the mother. I cannot separate it from the mother, and so therefore I cannot invest a fetus with kedusha. And Rabbi Yochanan says no, that the fetus is an independent entity from the mother, even in utero. And therefore, I can invest a fetus with Kedusha and with Kedusha Taguf. This is a machlokus between Bar Pada and Rav Yochanan, which later on this morning we're going to qualify a little bit better. But in the meantime, this is where we're at. The Gemara has quoted a lot of Mishnayos that seem to be supporting Rav Yochanan, and Bar Pada has defended his position on all of these brisos. Lema Kitanai. And now what the Gemara is going to do is suggest that this machlokus between Rav Yochanan and Bar Pada is an antiquated debate existing between Tanayim. Hashochet esachatas. Yishech tekarben chatas. Umatzaba ben arba chai. And inside you find a ben arba, a four-month-old baby that is alive. Okay, now four-month-old, well, how come we're talking about a gestation of 4 months? So presumably because we're talking about a small animal, not a large animal. Gestation period of a small animal is 5 months, right? The large animal gestation period is 9 months. Gestation period of your sheep and your goat are 5 months. So 4 months is basically nearly full term. Okay, 4 out of 5. So over here it's a 4 month. So what do you do now with this fetus, which is now no longer in utero? You shechted the mother, now the fetus has been extracted. Katani chada ein echalas ela lezichre kahuna. The eino nechalas ela lefneim and aklayim. The eino nechalas ela leyom echad. So one brisa says we're going to treat it like a carbon chatas, with all the regulations of a carbon chatas. Eaten only by the male kohanim. Eaten only inside of the quote unquote curtains. Curtains over here means the walls of the azara. Carbon chatas can only be eaten within the walls of the Azara. Can only be eaten for 1 day and the following night. So that's one bright of Tanya Yidach Nechal Sacholadam Nechal Nechomakam Ve'ena Nechalen Be'Azara. And there's another bright that says it's chulin and you treat it like chulin. So my love Tanaihi Damar Savar Kedusha Chala Al Ubrin. Omar Savar Ein Kedusha Chala Al Ubrin. And so now what the Gemara wants to suggest is this is now a machlokus between Bar Pada and Rav Yochanan. Whether or not a fetus can be invested with Kedusha is exactly this debate. The one position that says that when the shecht of the mother and now I've just simply extracted the fetus which was 4 months old. So the one that says that you have to eat it with all the regulations of the carbon chatas. It means that a carbon chat, that the fetus inside can be invested with Kedusha, like Rav Yochanan. And the other Brisa says, no, it cannot be invested with Kedusha, and that obviously would reflect the position of Bar Pada. Okay. So the Gemara suggests, no, that's incorrect. Hani Tanai Baka Miflegi Demar Savar Vlad Kachim Bav Yasan Hen Kedoshin, Omar Savar Vlad Kachim Beme Iman Hen Kedoshin. The Gemara says no. In other words, this has nothing to do with whether or not a fetus can be invested with Kedusha. And this has nothing to do with the machlokes between Rav Yochanan Bar Pada. You know what the, you know what's that issue over here? It's very simple. You have a mother that's a karban. And we know that the fetus has Kedusha. The only question is, when? When does the fetus get invested with this Kedusha of its mother? What are your two options? Option A, at birth. Option B, in utero, while it's still inside. The Gemara says, that's the machlokus over here. It has nothing to do with, can I invest a fetus with Kedusha? That's Rav Yochanan Bar Pada. That's a different machlokus. Over here we're talking about where there's already an existing Kedusha on the mother, and the only thing left to discuss is, when is the fetus going to receive Kedusha? We know the baby's going to have Kedusha, it's just a question of when. That's the two opinions reflected over here. And so when, over here, what happened? There was never any birth. Meaning I shechted the mother, and I extracted the baby from outside, from inside the mother. And the baby even came out alive, and Rashi says that's a, even a further chiddush. But in other words, I extracted the baby from the mother after the mother's dead. So in other words, they never was born. So if you say that the Kedusha already existed in utero, so fine. So now the fetus, in this case now, the baby that's been extracted, is going to be eaten like a karban chatas, as opposed to the other position that says no, that the fetus is only receiving Kedusha only when it's born. Since it's never experienced birth, therefore the fetus does not have Kedusha. And so therefore it's chulin, and it's treated like chulin. Ibai sema chatanuhu, chada mehala masnaisa, b'maktish behema v'acharkach, nisavda v'chada minhon, shihidisha me'uberes. Or perhaps you could suggest that really there's not even a debate between these two brisos. One brisa is talking about where I was makdish the animal after it was pregnant, so my being makdish the animal will go both on mother and on the fetus, because fetus is still a part of the mother, so I invested the mother and the fetus with Kedusha. But again, this doesn't have any bearing on Rav Yochanan Bar Pada, because Rav Yochanan Bar Pada is talking about the independence of the fetus. That's what they're debating. But certainly, however, they both subscribe to the idea that if I'm investing the mother with Kedusha and the fetus is already there, I've also invested the fetus with Kedusha. As opposed to the first brisa, or in this case, the second brisa that's talking about where I invested the mother with Kedusha and then the mother becomes pregnant. Okay, that could be also another way of structuring the machlokas. Tanya. We continue. So series of different animals. Kalayim are animals that are crossed. And trefa, of course, is an animal that's going to die. And yosei dofen is an animal that experienced cesarean birth. Tumtum v'androgynos, animals that do not have a clear gender. Tumtum, the gender is covered. Androgynous, it is displaying both male and female genitalia. So lokadoshim v'lomakdishin are not sanctified and cannot be makdish. Va'amr Shmuel, lo kedoshin b'tmura, v'lo makdishin lasos tmura. So it cannot be sanctified through tmura, meaning, so if they are chulin, and I try to transfer kedusha from a karban to them, so they it will not take. And it's true, meaning, think of this, because it's a big chiddush. What do we say in the world of Tamura? Tamura will land on an animal that's a Balmum. So it's a little bit strange how Tamura will work on a Balmum, but a Tamura will not work on one of these animals. Meaning these animals are worse than a Balmum. So lo kedoshim b'tamura, v'lo makdishin lasos Tamura. And it will not be invested with Kedusha itself so that it can affect Tamura. V'tanya amar rameir me'achar she'enem kedoshin hech makdishin. So, right, it's a head-scratcher, meaning if I can't make them kadosh through Tamura, so how are we ever going to get to that next step? Well, if they become kadosh, so they can't affect Tamura. How do we ever get there? So, yatamotze ala b'maktish behema v'achar kach nitrafa. B'maktish vlad v'yatze derech dolphin. So it must be, what's the scenario where I was maktish an animal and then it becomes a trefa? Okay, fine. Meaning, that would be in the case of trefa, where the animal is invested with Kedusha. Or, b'makdish vlad v'yatza derech dofen. I was makdish a fetus, and then it comes out via cesarean. Right. That would be the scenario where you have an animal that was born cesarean that already now has kedusha, and now the point is that it cannot affect tamura. If I try to transfer from this to another animal, tamura will not take. Alma, kadosh vlad. So, okay. So you see that the fetus can have kedusha. All right. So in other words, it now becomes clear. I mean, look, we've seen already over the course of this morning, we've quoted many brisos and many mishnayos that seem to reflect the position of Yochanan, that a fetus can be invested with kedusha. Now, Bar Pada defended, but now Bar Pada's defense really comes to an end. Because over here, at this stage of the game, we are, not game, but at this stage of the Gemara, we have now clearly illustrated that there's a scenario where a baby's born cesarean and it's born with kedusha. How did that come to pass? The only way it came to pass is where I invested the baby with kedusha. So you see that again, that fetuses have kedusha. So
what happened to the Kalayim and the others on the list? It doesn't seem to work out for those.
Yeah, so how by Kalayim and also right, and the androgynous and the tumtum. How are we gonna get there? Right. Well, the Gemara focused on that because that's
yeah,
right. But point well taken.
So the fetus is independent.
It seems that way right now. So the Gemara says, "Am akarish vlad amre." So they said, "Betam bemei tamima." So afilu bar pada nami mode de kadosh. So the Gemara now is going to restructure. Ella. So I'm sorry, Dekadosh. So the Gemara now is going to finally, after all this, finally restructure the Bar Pada Rav Yochanan Machlokas. So look, if it's Tam B'mei Tamima, meaning the fetus is a Tam, it's a non-blemished, and it's inside the mother who's a Tamima, who's also not blemished, so we're going to be in agreement that the fetus can be invested with Kedusha. And Bar Pada will admit as well that the fetus will have kedusha.
Kedusha taguf.
And kedusha taguf. Lo nechlegu ella betam b'mei balasmom. The question is where I have a fetus, and the fetus is a tam, and it's inside the mother who's a balmom. Bar Pada savar came with the imei lo makish and kedusha taguf, hanami lo kadish. So Bar Pada is of the opinion that because I can't invest a mother with kedusha taguf, so the offspring as well is not going to be invested. And Rav Yochanan Savra, Hanika Beis Behemos Ninu, Ime Hidolo Mekdusha Avahu Kadosh, Mom will not be invested with Kedusha, but the baby will be invested with Kedusha. In other words, so here we are now at a crossroad of the Gemara, and finally it comes out like this. According to Rav Yochanan, look, they're two separate animals. Meaning Rav Yochanan is consistent throughout the rest of the day, throughout this whole morning. He says that a fetus is considered an independent entity of the mother, totally independent. And so therefore, the fetus can be treated as a totally separate animal. Mom is not fit to be brought as a carbon, mom's a baal mom, so what? So what? Meaning that as long as the fetus is a tamim, so the fetus, even in utero, can be invested with kedusha and kedusha saguf. Bar Pada will tell you, no, the fetus is connected to the mother. Now, I'm going to modify, this is the Gemara's revision of Bar Pada. I'm going to modify my position. Earlier I said the fetus cannot be invested with Kedusha Saguf at all. I'm modifying. The fetus can be invested with Kedusha Saguf, but only if mom is eligible. Then the fetus will work by dint of the mother. But on its own, the fetus cannot be invested with Kedusha. If mom can't qualify as a karban, fetus, mom's a bamum, fetus cannot be subject to it as well.
When we had the discussion regarding Shechita, we said that if a fetus comes alive, it's a dead live animal, right? So we consider it as not independent.
Right. So just
so how would we do that?
Well, just give me one moment. Let me just wrap up this discussion. Lishna Achrina. We're going to do this again in a second version. But it's going to come out to be the same. About Kalim v'tumtum v'adragonos. Iyata moti ala bevlad kashim v'charev Yehuda sh'aya omer avlado se tamura. So halein hu delo kachi gufayo aval ubre mecherim kedushim. So again, so these animals, the fetuses do not become kadosh, but here they do become kadosh. Amar Abaye. So Abaye says tam be me tamima divra kol kadosh gufay. that if it's a tam inside the tamima, both Rav Yochanan and Bar Parda agree. The fetus can be invested with Kedusha. Eliki pligi b'mei balas mom. Where the fetus is inside the mother and the mother's a balas mom. The Bar Parda Sava kem di imei nami lo kadish. Gufei iu nami lo kadish. Elele d'mei. Here, according to the second version, Bar Parda says that I can't invest the fetus with Kedusha Sagov. With damim, yes, but not with Kedusha Sagov. But I believe the first version agrees to that point. And Rav Yochanan Savra, Uba Lav Yerachimahu. And according to Rav Yochanan, a fetus is not a limb of the mother, it's an independent entity. The fetus can be invested with Kedusha. Okay, second version wraps it up just like this first version does. And so therefore, we draw the lines between Rav Yochanan and Bar Parda and a slightly more modified version of what we started off with. Bar Parda agrees that a fetus can be invested with Kedusha, but only as a byproduct of the mother. If the mother is not fit to be a karban, the fetus cannot be invested with Kedusha. Where according to Rav Yochanan, we view them as two totally separate entities. The fetus, the mother is just a host to the fetus, but the fetus is an independent entity. And you can invest a fetus with Kedusha independent of its mother.
Sorry, Mark.